This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
We've got a toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, we talked about Catalonia independence earlier, the latest on that situation. And then we got into the ongoing attacks against Bitcoin. Not from inside of Bitcoin, because that's a whole other controversy. And we will be talking about that at some point, probably this week, maybe tonight, I don't know. Of course, you can call in and bring up whatever you want about this or some other topic entirely. It's completely up to you. But we were talking about the attacks from outside of Bitcoin, the attacks against it from the old guard, old school banking industry, the big names like Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. We've covered his attacks against Bitcoin within the last few weeks. In the last hour, Ben Bernanke is on the attack against Bitcoin while speaking from a conference organized by one of Bitcoin's competitors, by the way, Ripple. And now you got Goldman Sachs weighing in at an interesting time when Goldman Sachs, according to a CNBC article, has less than $100 billion market cap, meaning its total value is less than $100 billion, and Bitcoin now has more than $100 billion market cap.
So just as they get surpassed in market cap?
They got something to say.
They got a little crap talking to do.
According to CNBC, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are not the new gold, says Goldman Sachs.
Nuh-uh.
In a note, advising investors that precious metals remain a relevant asset class in portfolios. In a note to its clients earlier this week, Goldman detailed the benefits of holding gold in a portfolio. The investment bank said, quote, "The use of precious metals is not a historical accident. They are still the best long-term store of value out of the known elements." And I agree. I mean, there's no doubt that gold and silver are great forms of hedges against inflation, for instance. Now, I don't agree with Sachs or Goldman Sachs that one should hold it in a portfolio. I think you should hold the gold and silver. I think you ought to physically have it.
I'm not sure that I entirely agree with you.
Why would you want to put Goldman Sachs in charge of your gold?
I wouldn't. But I do believe that there are vaults around the world that are safer than me digging a hole out of my place.
Why?
Why? Because if you have enough wealth to store,
yeah,
somebody's going to figure that out, and all they have to do is come to your house, hold a gun to your kid's head, and say, "Where's the gold?"
Uh-huh.
And then they can go out there at 4 o'clock in the morning with a shovel and get it.
The government can do the same thing, and that's exactly what they did to the Liberty Dollar when they came.
They did.
With men with guns to the mint, where, you know, there was plenty of security around the mint that held the Liberty Dollar, and they went up with their guns, and they said, "We're from the government. We're here to take your gold," and they let them right in.
Yep, and it's true. And the gold was confiscated here in the U.S.
Back in the 30s, was it?
Back in the 30s by FDR.
It can happen again.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't hold my gold in the U.S.
Okay. So you trust the other governments to keep your gold safe?
There are governments that I would trust more to keep my gold safe than the United States government.
Well, yeah. One of the problems with these other people holding your gold for you, Mark, is we learned years ago, because we used to be big gold and silver buffs, and you know we still have some. Still support it as, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't just buy all Bitcoin. It's always good to have different, you know, investments. Put your money and your wealth in different places. But, you know, we were told that there was a lot of suspicion, and I don't know if there was a lot of proof, but there was a lot of suspicion that these portfolio people would say that you had gold, but then in point of fact, you didn't actually have the gold.
Yeah, yeah.
They would sell you numbers on a screen that you could look at and say, "Oh, you've got 10 ounces of gold," or, you know, whatever amount that you have. "We're keeping it safe for you. And as long as you don't go to them and say, 'I want my gold,' well, then they never get caught. right? As long as not, you know, as long as a small portion of their customers are the only amount, you know, the only amount of their customers that actually ever try to cash in the gold, ever try to, you know, acquire it, if that's even an option with whatever, you know, investment that you've purchased. That just doesn't happen often enough. People trust these companies, sure. But what if they're lying?
Well,
you don't know.
The claim is that there's like 100 times more gold on paper than there is in real life.
Right.
And, you know, you would...
I don't trust that. That doesn't sound like a safe place at all to store something of value. So anyway, gold... So I'm just saying, I agree with Goldman Sachs that gold is definitely a long-term store of value. It's a good way to... hedge against inflation. Historically, it's done a good job of kind of keeping people ahead of the rate of inflation. So that much is true. But they also addressed, according to the story here at CNBC, the rise of cryptocurrencies. Many commentators have dubbed Bitcoin as digital gold because of the fact that it has a finite supply and has at times seen price rises due to geopolitical tensions. Goldman concluded that Bitcoin, however, is not a good store of value versus gold. Quote, gold wins out over cryptocurrencies in a majority of the key characteristics of money. I would like to know what they mean by that, because it seems to me that cryptocurrency is much more useful as far as money is concerned than gold. I mean, you can't easily send gold to somebody.
You can't make a necklace out of cryptocurrency.
Well, but he was talking about characteristics of money. So necklaces don't count as a characteristic of money.
Nope.
So we're just talking about the usefulness of gold versus the usefulness as far as money is concerned. I mean, obviously, gold, you can weigh things down with it, but that's not what we're talking about with usefulness as money. So in order to send somebody cryptocurrency, you just enter in some characters on a computer screen and hit send, and it's there. It's there within moments. With gold, if I want to send you gold, I got to go and get some packing materials. I got to make sure it's, you know, packed up real nice so it doesn't jingle around, to make sure that the mailman's going to know what's in there, because if the mailman knows what's in there, they might break it open and have access.
Can't send it UPS, can't send it FedEx because they won't accept it. Has to go USPS because it's gold or silver.
Well, you could. You just can't tell them what's in the box.
Oh, good. Now we're lying to people.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not easy to send gold. And... you also can't easily divide it up. This is one of the more important aspects of money. One of the reasons why paper money replaced gold was because it was easier to, you know, have different divisions, different denominations of that paper money. It also weighed less as well. Of course, Bitcoin weighs nothing because it's digital, but you can break it down to 8 decimal points. So it's even more useful as far as divisibility than even cash. And it's certainly more useful as far as divisibility than gold. So it can be sent and received faster, more efficiently, without fraud. How about gold as far as fraud is concerned? How about people selling you something as gold or silver that in point of fact is not? You know, the silver sellers, like the little shops that you go to, they have testing methods to check your silver to see if it's real silver, right? There's different ways to do that. There's like chemical tests.
If you buy gold and silver from a guy on the street in a trench coat, perhaps you're not getting gold or silver.
Right, unless you happen to have a chemical test kit, you know, in your jacket pocket or something like
if
that.
If it's gold-plated, won't it come out as gold? And then,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about how to test gold. I've just always trusted, and here we're coming back to the trustless idea of Bitcoin. You always just trust the gold dealers are being honest with you. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. So it's just a lot easier to get into cryptocurrency. You don't have to buy a whole ounce of gold. Of course, you can buy, you know, grams of gold in the right place, but then you're paying through the nose. You know, if you buy small... divisions of gold, you're paying far above whatever the spot price is for that. Whereas with cryptocurrency, when you buy cryptocurrency, you're going to pay more than spot, but it's not going to be much more. You can get it down to 1% at the right exchanges. So it's easier to acquire. It's easier to spend. It's easier to hold. It doesn't take up any physical space. It's easier to, you know, like make purchases with, as far as, you know, I go into Corner News here in Keene, New Hampshire. I want to buy something off the shelf. I can pull out my phone and within an instant, it's done. And there's no change that I have to, the cashier doesn't have to fumble around. You don't have to worry about the cashier miscounting the change or shortchanging you. That's not a possibility with Bitcoin. So it's just so much easier. If they were to accept gold, I can't even imagine how much of a hassle that transaction would be. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you this tenth of an ounce of gold, and then we need to calculate what the price of gold is right now, and then you're going to have to give me some cash in return, because you can't just divvy up a piece of gold. You can't cut up a piece of gold there behind the counter and weigh it. It's not even a possibility to use that as money. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The 3 most important things you can do for LRN.FM are: 1. Let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2. Buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3. Give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM, or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up any anything you want. Bitcoin under attack by the old banking industry, as, well, you would expect from an innovative technology that threatens the entirety of banking. You can share your thoughts with us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Blink Home Security System is one of our newest advertisers here on Free Talk Live. Even Mark was able to install this on his own without even having to call me for help. Yep. I am so proud of you.
Working fine. I got two notifications this morning about movement in my house.
What was it?
Me going to the bathroom. One time going past, one time coming back.
So, and you can set it up to where it only gives you those notifications during certain time frames, right? So I presume that was during the middle of the night?
Yes, I've got it set for certain times, yep.
So you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's a completely wireless system. You don't have to, you know, drill holes, run wires. You don't have to set up a kludgy DVR system. It's all done wirelessly, and it shows up right there on your smartphone. In fact, that's how you set it up, is you use your smartphone's Wi-Fi to connect to the little Blink box and then connect the box to the cameras, and it's super fast. It took maybe about 10 minutes, I think, to get it up and rolling. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. You get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one, or order more if you want. Go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to Carson in Columbus, Ohio, we got more about Bitcoin being under attack by Goldman Sachs on the way. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live.
First of all, I just want to say that I agree with you guys from last week. There has been a lack of good quality prank calling. You guys used to have some real humdingers, and used to be like that After Midnight show when they did open lines. But, you know, what I wanted to talk about was the practicality of the liberty movement. And the fact that I think it's a very good thing, but to achieve the abolishment of the state overnight just isn't practical.
Nobody thinks that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's no button to push.
But what I was saying is I've been experiencing some things on Facebook when I talk to some members of the Liberty Movement, and I push my philosophy of, well, let's work within the system since we can't get rid of the system. Since we're stuck with the system, might as well use the system. And it seems to me that it would be a boon to the Liberty Movement to control candidate selection in primaries, so that instead of the typical Congress critters that you guys are so fond of talking about, we actually...
I don't like talking about them.
Oh, okay. Well, Congress critters is how I always refer to them. I just meant that you call them Congress critters and you seem to like doing that.
I would call them scum of the earth. I don't call them...
I call them Congress critters.
Oh, okay.
Please go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's been a couple months since I've listened. My apologies.
Are you calling from jail?
No, I'm calling from a bus. I simply
had I wonder what the people in the bus think about this.
I don't know, but my point was this, is that it would behoove us to, since we're stuck with the system, to try and make sure that we get the best result possible out of the system. And I just always get pushback from people who say, oh, I don't want to participate, or the system is illegitimate. Okay, it's illegitimate. I agree. I agree it's people exerting violence over other people, which is wrong. But the fact of the matter is we're stuck with it, so why not make the best of it?
And you're saying you hear a lot of this on Facebook?
Yeah, well, no, this is my point. The point I'm on, what I hear on Facebook in a lot of the liberty groups I'm a member of is the exact opposite, that they don't want to get involved, that basically they don't...
Well, we have one of those guys in our studio with us. He's Johnny Ray, and he is completely against getting involved in the system. I am involved in working inside the system. Mark, to some extent, you are also in support of working inside the system.
I'm a delegate to the state convention.
So, yeah, on this show, we have a difference of opinion. But, Johnny Ray, I mean, do you want to weigh in and, you know, try to convince this guy that he should forget about the system?
Yeah, Carson, I would say
I'm going to put you on hold, Carson, just because it's too noisy. Go ahead.
That people should do what makes them happy. And for some people, your Daryl Perrys of the world, they're just a certain type of people that politics, the ins and outs of it, really appeal to them, and it makes them happy to go into that arena. But I think that when freedom, I think freedom is something that mankind has been getting more and more of throughout his whole history,
mm-hmm.
and the kind of freedom that the three of us hope for is coming whether we like it or not, and regardless of what the politicians do, I think you should get involved with politics if it makes you happy. But
okay,
but
not everybody has to abandon the state.
No, but I don't think you should think that is really helping a lot. I think that when freedom comes, it's that politics is going to be a few steps behind.
That's always true. What is it going to look like, Johnny Ray, when freedom comes?
Mayors are going to be, at that time, they're just slowly going to devolve into ribbon cutters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a
That's basically all the mayor of Keene is.
An honorary role. The powers that they have are just going to whittle away. They're going to wither on the vine.
That is what Karl Marx suggested would happen to the state when socialism, turned into communism. That everybody would be so happy with the way the government ran that it would just go away. But it seems like every step of freedom up to this point has required the tireless work of people, and in many cases, certainly not every case by any stretch of the imagination, but in many cases within the system. I'm not saying you owe your fellow man work within the system,
mm-hmm.
but it does seem like, I can tell you from more than a decade here in New Hampshire, it seems like that's what's most effective.
It's a slow process.
Yeah.
And I agree with Johnny Ray that it is slow, brooding, frustrating, angering, difficult process to work within the system. And I don't blame anybody for not wanting to, okay? I don't feel like you should have to. I agree with Johnny Ray. Do what feels, you know, what is calling you? What can you do to advance freedom today? Well, it's a different answer for everybody. Everybody has different tactics. Everybody has different, you know, opinions. They have different ways of going about accomplishing their goals. But without a major renaissance in how people think, we're not going to see the end of the state because people believe in it right now, Johnny Ray. So, you know, are you expecting there to be some kind of renaissance in thought about how people look at the idea of the state sometime in the future, and that's what's going to end it? That people finally, you know, wake up someday or over time realize that this is a terrible, you know, antiquated system, a violent system, and it needs to be abolished and replaced with nothing. I mean, is that what you're expecting to happen?
Hard to say. Could be some kind of horrible event, like a betrayal where the state commits violence on its own citizens.
That's happened many times, though. And the refrain is always, oh, those darn politicians, we need to get them out of office. Put the good ones in.
I'm thinking a false flag attack that gets uncovered, and the people see it.
Like the Gulf of Tonkin? There's more coming up here in moments. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts. Thanks, Carson, for the call tonight.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, don't forget, one of the ways that you can help support Free Talk Live is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to some online stores like Walmart, where you can go and get your shopping taken care of and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. So everybody wins. You get the same great prices you're used to. Just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts, welcome. Let's talk to Lumpy. He's in Slavachusetts, he says. Hey, Lumpy, you're on Lumpy. Free Talk Live.
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Hey, man, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say I love all three of you guys. I always have, always will.
It's been too long since we've seen you up here. For listeners that don't know, Lumpy here was one of the earlier movers for the New Hampshire freedom migration. You had to leave, I think, due to some family-related issues. And
my dad was dying. Yeah.
And you were in Michigan for a while. It sounds like you're a little closer now, back to a little closer to
you. Yeah, Michigan is awesome, guys. I know you probably had some of it. And
yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian's probably had weed in every state he's been.
No, I don't think so. Anyway.
Yeah. call tonight is about this is important. This is something that's been going through my mind for a while because I got the chance to try a couple of weeks ago, and it's been a long time since I've been able to do this. Some lysergic dimethicone. That's right, acid.
Mm. Okay.
And it's been years since I've tried something like that. And there's still, and which is an organic substance that actually grows on rye seed. Okay. Mm. And let me tell you, since that point, I felt a whole hell of a lot better about my own life, and in a lot of situations that I've been questioning for quite a while. I also know that people like Barry Cooper are running the clinic for drug addicts down in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
That's right. Barry Cooper is helping people with like Ibogaine treatments and ayahuasca journeys, and he's doing some good work.
I've had friends who have died from heroin addiction, heroin problems, the benzos, all those benzodiazepines, all that stuff. Their brains get screwed up. Adderall, all that stuff, they get, they have to, these are people who are just, they're humans, they're wonderful, they're capable of anything, yet they die, or they have whatever, they have misguided ways they're trying to find solutions or answers or what have you. These things, once we get this stuff, not just legalized, but get the government and other people to just mind their own stinking business.
Mm-hmm.
People can treat themselves with stuff like this, and it's helped me immensely. I've been probably not the happiest guy for a while, and it's made me have some more insight.
Did you take it for therapeutic purposes? Was that kind of the purpose of why you dosed?
No.
So you were taking it for fun, but then it ended up being a therapeutic benefit to you?
Yes, absolutely. And the sex was good, too. But
I got to say, I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody who's been on the air with us here on Free Talk Live in recent months has also took LSD for the first time recently and said it was a very, and they did take it for a therapeutic purpose, although it wasn't with a therapist, which might be even more helpful. But they said that it was very beneficial, that they thought that it was well worth the journey. Now, of course, we've read studies here and talked about studies that have been done on very small sample sizes where they've looked at MDMA, for instance, and LSD or mushrooms, and they found that these drugs that the government has deemed to be illegal and dangerous, that they've actually helped people with major issues, like MDMA has been helpful with PTSD. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what MDMA is, but to me, I think it's B. All I know is it's like voting. If it really did anything for you, if it did anything good, then the a-hole would make the illegal, the social justice warriors, the busybodies, the nosy, those type of people would make it illegal and send thugs.
They did that in Catalonia a couple of weeks ago.
What happened in Catalonia?
Made voting illegal.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well, yeah, I've been listening to you guys, so absolutely, yeah. And thank you guys for covering Catalonia, by the way, because nobody else is covering that.
Yeah, it's even harder to get coverage of Cameroon. They're having a movement for independence there, too, but we can't get any news.
So just before anybody jumps to any conclusions, I want to make sure that we're clear. LSD is definitely a psychedelic substance. It is an entheogen. It is something that deserves a lot of research before you get into it. It shouldn't be something that's taken lightly. It is a very, it can be a very intense time. And you had said you'd done it previously in your life, but it had been quite a while, right?
Yeah, years, yeah.
And the opportunity presented itself, and you're feeling better for it. Obviously, everybody's got their own place in life where they're at, and I would say to somebody out there, if you're thinking about doing something like this, there are some precautions that you need to take. One is you need to make sure it's something you're ready for. I mean, you can't really know what LSD is like until you actually take it. But if you are afraid, do not do LSD. If you are angry, you should not do LSD. You need to have the right...
Don't drink and do things like mushrooms. Don't alcohol. Sorry, Johnny. Johnny Ray. Sorry. Alcohol,
no, it's good.
God good with these things.
You know? Yeah, I'm just saying that he's, for some reason, he's connecting alcohol and me.
With you. He did run a still at one point.
Oh, that must be it.
But yeah, you're right. Alcohol does not mix with psychedelic substances. It's a bad idea. In addition, you ought to research it thoroughly. So go to arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D, arrowid.org. Great website to give you the basics on LSD. Everything from frequently asked questions to trip reports, which will give you other people. So a little bit of insight into what it was like for others.
Lumpy, Johnny Ray here. I wanted to ask you a question.
I'm not going to say anything about alcohol.
Okay.
All right.
This past week, some of the headlines I've seen related to what we're talking about reference a study that this Michael Mithofer did, and it said the headline said something about how LSD can be sort of a reset for your brain. Would you describe the experience that you've had like that?
Yes, and I desperately needed one. Yes, and and since then things have been absolutely different. My insight, the way I feel about a lot of things, is not just back to where it was before, but it's helped. It's better. I'm not perfect. I got a long way to go in life. It's a journey.
Sure.
But it's certainly helped a whole lot.
Well, I appreciate you calling in tonight. It's actually interesting you called because thank you for the call, Lumpy, and hopefully we'll see you back up here in New Hampshire sooner rather than later.
That's my home always. Thank you.
All right, brother. We'll look forward to it. Thanks for the call tonight. So, yeah, check out arrowid.org. It's interesting he brings that up because actually LSD was in the news recently over at vice.com where they have a detailed piece on Norway. Headline, LSD's health benefits convince Norway to relax punishment for possession, while the rest of the world continues to resist. I'm not going to get into the details on this article. I mean, it is pages and pages long. Very, very interesting stuff. But we can share that on our Facebook and Twitter. But that's what we need to see, is we need to see serious scientific, you know, studies into this. And there is an organization here in the United States. It's called MAPS, Multidisciplinary something psychedelic studies association. Yeah, for psychedelic studies, and they've done some really interesting work. They're the ones that are doing the MDMA testing that's actually been approved by the government for them to do.
I would want to read very heavily on this stuff. It's your mind that we're talking about.
You also want to make sure you get the real thing. That's the other thing. You want to make sure you get real LSD instead of some fake crap that, you know, who knows what that is. All right,
the real stuff's scary enough.
Well, it's not necessarily scary, but anyway, that's another story. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us even in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Mark, we are in the final moments of the fundraiser for hope.freetalklive.com. We're trying to round out the last, several thousand dollars that needs to be raised to finish up, to button up the new orphanage that's being built in Jinja, Uganda for, what, about 40-something children?
Yep, 40-something kids, and we just want to get them a place to, you know, put their head on a real pillow and take a, you know, bathe, and then head off to school, maybe another plot of land where they can grow some vegetables. The land's been given to them, mm-hmm. putting the building on it so that they can have a roof for their heads. That's what we've been doing here. The listeners have been...
listeners like you have been donating over the last several months. When did we start this? Early summer?
I think, probably early summer, maybe late spring.
And you've been raising money stage after stage, so, you know, first floor, second floor, roof, you know, the whole,
right.
the whole
I thing. I want to see progress and things happening. At this point, we've got a roof on the building, and they're living in it.
Right, you're going to run electricity now and, you know, things like that.
Plaster the walls, put in piping, all that stuff. I can't tell you exactly how much we need at this point. I did do some numbers on Friday, but I've received some donations since then. I know we're still short of the goal. I'd say we're hundreds of dollars away.
Wow.
So if you want to help me wrap this up, I think it's the high hundreds. It's just a guess, though. If you want to help me wrap this up, go to hope.freetalklive.com. If we go over the budget, I'll just send it to them. They'll have a little party.
Big party.
Last time they had a party, they had rice and fish and handed out used shoes. That's what a party is
like.
That's
a good time in Jinja.
Jinja, Uganda. So if you're feeling kind of, I don't know, like your life is good because these orphans consider rice and fish and some used shoes a party, go to hope.freetalklive.com. You'll get your donation matched twice, once by getcell401.com and once by jax.io.
It's great. Hope.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Pat. He's calling from Thunder Bay, Michigan. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I was calling to comment on one of your previous callers. And the Lysergic acid he was talking about.
Yeah,
yeah. It is a natural occurring fungus that grows on rye. And you guys were right. You know, it's not something you want to do when you're in a wrong frame of mind. And one thing I might add, if you want to go on a trip, you better have a trip guide.
Yes, that's good advice. I'm glad you you called to suggest that. Why? Tell listeners why that's important.
Well, because you're going in unknown territory. It's kind of like driving or jumping in the river without a map, you know?
Mm. Yeah, the sitter is...
And I would say it's not a mind-altering drug. It's a mind-expanding drug.
That's an excellent way to put it. You're going to get into other areas of your mind that you normally wouldn't be able to access, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You're opening way dusty cupboards, and you don't know what's up in there.
So the idea would be to have somebody who has experience with LSE, not just, you know, you don't just want to call up
mom
or whoever and, you know, have them sit with you because they might freak out. So, you know, you want to
have
somebody.
Right. Yeah, you want to have somebody who's been down this road before. I mean, I'm not quite old enough to have hung out with Timothy Leary, but I probably hung out with some of his proteges back in the day.
Right on. So what other recommendations do you have?
Well, let me think.
Setting. I didn't really touch on that too much. I did talk about the mental, status that you want to be. You don't want to be in an angry place. You don't want to be in a fearful place because those could be amplified.
Right. And you don't want to be in like a populous place. I mean,
right.
The woods is a very good place.
You don't want to be at work packing apples.
I've heard of some people having good times in graveyards. I've heard of some people having bad times in graveyards.
Like I was going to say, unless you're afraid of the woods or afraid of the graveyard, you don't want to go there. But
yeah,
if you're a Puritan.
Yeah, if you're in tune with nature, it just brings harmony right there to you.
So set and setting is kind of what we're talking about here. Being in a place that for you is comfortable, being around people that for you are comfortable. If you're in a strange place, you don't want to do psychedelics. If you are in a place where, you know, you could encounter the police, you know, or somebody, something else or someone else that it would be unpleasant, you don't want to do psychedelics. And also make sure you block off enough time. This is a commitment. And that's one of the difficulties of LSD sometimes is if you're having a bad time, you got to ride it out because there's there's no way to get through it besides getting through it. And LSD can last for many hours.
It's been a long, long time since I've done it, but I do remember a term we called the grungies. One thing, at sunrise, you pretty much fall down, but you wake up the next day just feeling so filthy. The first thing you want is a shower.
It's delightful.
I don't know if I've ever experienced that.
Like I said, it's been a long time, but I do remember that.
The Grungies is a comedy show based on the Monkees, but the people in it were Seattle rockers.
The grunge scene. Yeah.
Hey, we're the Grungies. People say we're dirty and mean.
Yeah, they're probably right.
Pat, thanks for the suggestions. Thank you for the advice. I appreciate your call tonight, man.
Have a good night, boys.
Yep, that's Pat in Thunder Bay. Words of wisdom from somebody who sounds like he was experienced at that kind of thing. So again, arrowid.org. If you're thinking about whether it's LSD or any drug, if you're interested in doing some sort of drug, whether it's illegal or whether it's a legal drug that you've gotten a hold of, there's a lot of information out there. Thank goodness we live in the information age now. You don't have to trust your school buddies and whatever information they're giving you. You don't have to trust the prohibitionists and the lies that they're telling. You can go and you can get honest information about these things, and there's a lot of it out there to be absorbed. So do your due diligence, look into this stuff, and learn about it. And I was, as I was saying, make sure it's the real deal. Now, that's easier said than done because, you know, the average person doesn't have an LSD testing kit at home. So what do you do? Well, you know, you shouldn't just trust the word of your dealer unless, you know this person and you believe that they have a solid source and you have a good history with this individual. There are actually testing facilities out there. It's Ecstasy Data. That's the website. I know, misleading names, Ecstasy Data, you think it's only ecstasy. They'll actually test LSD. You can send them a piece of acid, and they will run it through their gas chromatograph spectrometer or whatever it is that they use, and they will tell you whether or not it is the real deal. There are some testing kits that you can purchase that will kind of tell you if you're dealing with a psychedelic, but it won't necessarily tell you that it's LSD versus DMT versus these other things.
It seems like important information.
So it'll get you closer. You'll know at the very least whether it's fake and not a psychedelic at all. And the good news is the darknet marketplaces, they're not doing well these days. Like, they've been being taken down by the governments.
Are you telling me that the government is winning the war on drugs?
No, of course not.
Okay.
They'll always lose the war on drugs. But it's, you know, there's been a setback, I would say, in the darknet marketplaces. But the good news is if you can find an operating darknet market, and I think Dream Market is still operating, then that's the best way to get things like LSD, which on the street are generally, there's a good chance you're dealing with something fake. There's, I don't know, 8 out of 10 chance, 9 out of 10 chance. It's almost a lot of times not what it's advertised as when you're buying things like psychedelics from street dealers. But when you're dealing with the online darknet marketplaces, you've got open competition in drug sales. And so you've got vendors from around the world because LSD is, you know, a blotter paper is very, very small. It's easy to ship that. It doesn't have any real noticeable scent to it. It doesn't have any bulk to it. It could be shipped in the pages of a book. You know, there's all kinds of ways to, to conceal the shipment of that, even through international shipments. And so you've got people in the Netherlands where this stuff is really real and being made in, you know, good laboratories. We were just sharing with you a story from Vice that Norway is actually looking to relax punishment for possession, so you're probably going to see more LSD coming out of Norway in the future. And so getting it through the darknet marketplaces, if you're going to take something without having tested it before you take it, if it comes from a reliable vendor with good feedback on a darknet marketplace, odds are good it's the real deal. Odds are good that you're getting real LSD in that case. But again, take the caller's suggestion. Make sure you're doing it for the first time with somebody who knows what they're doing, who's done it before, if you're going to get into this. And do your research first.
I wouldn't take any chances.
Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. Great place to go and learn more about it. It's been Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark in the studio. And we'll see you online between now and then over at freetalklive.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.